The Innovation Gap. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review.
We commonly believe certain myths about innovation, that innovation is produced by a lone genius, or that it's the product of serendipity. The words organized and innovation are rarely heard together, but an organized approach to innovation is exactly what America needs today.
Assistant Professor of Management Emily Hunter spent years studying management processes at engineering research centers across the U.S. She's identified a blueprint of best practices of the country's top labs in hopes of helping to bridge an innovation divide.
It's this innovation gap that's emerging where companies are weakening their R&D departments and their ability to produce truly novel research streams instead of just single products. But university labs are losing the funding to be able to fill that gap and to be able to do the research that's needed, the basic research that is a foundation for technology platforms.
To turn things around, Hunter says it's going to take a collaboration of university researchers, corporate sponsors, and government representatives. One of her best practices of this new organized approach includes leading with persuasion and trust, bringing people from varied backgrounds together to work effectively and speak the same language.
We think that America's prosperity is at stake, and that if we are falling behind now, that we're going to quickly lose out on this battle to Asian countries, to other countries who are making technology and innovation a priority.
The Business Review is a production of KWBU, Livingston McKay, and the Hancamer School of Business at Baylor University.